wake up with you next to me.
Kip Tone wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Monday to Friday, 6 to 9.
On Smile 90.4 FM.
Talking about your kids and Smile FM, Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show this morning as we talk the questions that they ask you.
Just on a Sunday, our church starts 9 o'clock.
Right.
So me and him, we were on our way to church, which was quite a distance from us. And he asked me, Daddy, can I ask you something? I said, yes, why not? He said, why must we go through all this trouble? You must say to yourself, we must bath, we must dress ourselves to go to church, to listen to somebody telling us something that we already know. what can I say? I don't have the answer for that.
He's so right, though. I mean, you know, you're going to a church and you're hearing things that you already know to be true and you already believe in. And then you go, but Dad, why are we doing all of this? And you've got to think about, like, and it's easier, I think, if you're like somebody who maybe has a little bit of a theology background or a background in any kinds of religious studies, it becomes a little easier to answer. But as a parent, you kind of get stumped and you go like, well, what you're saying makes sense.
I'll just tell him with his unity there's a blessing.
There we go.
Soos ons sê in Afrikaans, meneer, elke mens soek sy eie sielsaligheid.
Dis nou mooi gesê,
Charles.
Listen, they tried to get out of doing their classwork by asking me all sorts of personal questions. Specifically the grade sevens, they just don't like doing work for some reason.
Yes.
So they ask me all sorts of things. How old are you? Are you married? Do you have children? What made you want to be a teacher? So listen, like, when it comes to the age thing, I just tell them 21 with experience. If it's a yes or no question, like, are you married? Yes. Do you have kids? Yes. But other things, when they start to get a little bit too personal,
yes,
then I just say, hey guys,
come on.
Like,
yeah.
I'm enjoying the inquisitiveness, but can we like keep it to robotics?
I love that. Hope that they like bait you. They're baiting you so that if they find something that's going to interest you, like if they know you're into a certain hobby, whatever, and they catch you, all you're going to hear about for the rest of the year is how really interested they are in that hobby. But meanwhile, all they want to do is just distract you.
Well, I've got four.
Right.
So it's two girls and two boys. Now, I can't remember for the life of me which one asked me what, but I do know it was the girls and I do know it was the boys. All right, so I got that part.
That is brilliant.
Hey, they say you have to put 10 years on your age for every child you have. So
Puts
me in the 80s.
You're the 80s now. Of the boys and girls that you have, who asked them the harder questions?
Let me say the girls asked the harder questions.
Right.
The boys asked the weirder. And we have a very open policy.
Yes.
We talk about everything. I mean, we literally cover, I think my parents freak out if they know that stuff that I speak to my kids about.
Same here.
It wasn't something that was discussed when we were young.
No.
So my daughter came to me and we were watching television and she says, Dad, how the heck can something be new and improved? I mean, if it's new, that means there wasn't anything like it. If it's improved, that means there was something and they improved on it. So how can it be new and improved?
Oh, wow. Brilliant.
I didn't have an answer. So I'll just send it to a mom then.
Go ask your mom that one.
Go ask mom. So my boy came to me and he's like, Dad, somebody pointed to their arm to ask before the time. And I'm like, yeah. He's like, but that's stupid. I don't point to my crotch to ask for the bathroom. Being boys, he did do that for a couple of times just because, I mean, we had the discussion.
So. Exactly.
Stop it.
Don't
do it in Woolworths. You know, can't stand at the one part of the aisle and point to your crotch.
Ryan O'Connor for breakfast.
Ryan O'Connor for breakfast.
When you wake up.
When you wake up.
6 to 9. On Smile FM.